Hi, Sandra. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I was listening as you were talking to the gentleman that was having the severe pain, and you recommended the B12 and B1. Well, I was calling about sciatica, and I'm wondering if
there
that
you
was,
go.
He was describing probably exactly what I have, but it's from the knee and the hip.
Yeah. Well, ma'am, I was not kidding when I said that in 1957, the Merck manual told us of all the success doctors were having for sciatica with injections of vitamin B12 and vitamin B1 given every day till the pain went away. Mm-hmm. And I'm not kidding at all. I read that, my goodness, back in 1957. I was really surprised. But then I found out they had a patent on making the bioidentical form, so that explained it. But even so, if it's bioidentical, it's bioidentical. That's what we want. So mm-hmm. I started using that for sciatica, and I'd say it gets rid of the pain completely about half the time, and the other half the time it settles it down a whole bunch, and we have to look for other things to do, too.
Well, that would help. Is there any correlation between gout and sciatica?
Not that I'm aware of, ma'am, and as long as you mention gout, do you have it?
Yes, I do have flare-ups of gout.
Okay, well, here's how to unflare it, and that's probably
great.
Permanent. Here's how to unflare it. Now, back in the 1870s, and I am not kidding you, I've got the copy of the AMA Journal report, a doctor figured out that one of the things that keeps the uric acid from turning into a crystal, remember it's just floating around the bloodstream, but when you get a gout attack, it has crystallized inside a joint.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that keeps it from crystallizing is lithium. He outright proved it and published it in the AMA Journal.
Lithium.
So lithium. It keeps the uric acid from crystallizing. And in all the health food stores, they got 5 milligram, 10 milligram, and 20 milligram lithiums. I'd go for the middle of the pack and go with the 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, that dose is nowhere close to being harmful. And also it helps us grow new brain cells, which is a nice bonus point. But the main reason you'd be using it, if you thought you wanted to do that,
mm-hmm.
is because it helps to keep the uric acid from crystallizing and forming the things that really hurt. Now, second thing. If we put that together with vitamin C, and you probably take vitamin C already, don't you, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
How much every day?
I use the Live On Labs. They have the encapsulation.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's 1,000 milligrams.
Okay. Now, what that does is it helps to sweep the uric acid right out of the body. No kidding.
The vitamin C?
Yes, ma'am. But what it does do, it requires 2 grams twice a day to do that. So
twice a day?
Yep, and ever since I learned that, I've told everybody about it and told them, call us back. You don't have to make an appointment, pay money. Just call us back if it doesn't work and speak to our medical assistant. And you know what, ma'am? Nobody's called back in about 20 years.
Wow. So I can do that and then try the lithium? Is that what you're saying?
No, you do them both at the same time, ma'am. They're both good for us.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, is it lithium orotate or lithium, aspartate?
Doesn't matter. Either one will do the job.
Okay, and would you recommend using the encapsulated?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Okay, good enough. Okay, thank
you
very
much.
I really appreciate the information I learned from your show. Thank you.
You're welcome, and we got a twofer there: sciatica and gout.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.